The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Yes, let's talk. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Yes, and we have in-studio guest today.
Of course.
This morning, Matthew Tucker is here, who's among his other jobs and titles and PCTV is the producer of this year's July 4th parade.
Yay.
Matt, thanks for taking some time to join us here in the WTBR studio.
My pleasure.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
So,
yes, thank you, thank you.
Little quick history. How did PCTV and the parade become televised?
So PCTV has been long tied to the 4th of July parade. The very first production that PCTV ever did in 1988 was a parade. So this is, the organization was founded in 86, did some of their establishment stuff, and then produced a parade in 88, and with a couple of exceptions due to changes in staff and technologies, and there were some elements where the 4th of July parade was covered by folks from, I want to say it was PBS. So that impacted it didn't stop PCTV from doing their own coverage, but it made some of the coverage interesting. The depth of my history is not great on that sort of early 90s era. I do know that we can't say that on the 35th anniversary of our first production, The Parade, it's not the 30. We've been doing it for 35 years because there were a couple years we were off. But it's been a long time.
So give us some insight and knowledge what it takes to actually produce such an event as the July 4th parade.
So there is a lot of, I have several different checklists.
Oh, yeah.
Had them on paper for a little while and then over to computer. But starting in April, and it's not really intense in April. It's just sort of laying foundational stuff. Okay, let's check and make sure we've got our hosts. Let's make sure we've connected with the parade committee and they haven't changed anything major. Let's connect with PCTV's operations team and make sure that all of the equipment continues to be as planned. We usually don't start doing the testing until May. But, okay, do we have any new things we want to add this year? Is there anything we need to remove because we don't have it in inventory anymore? It was just sort of that, okay, let's figure out everything that everybody needs to know. And then as it gets closer, the pace just kicks up. We are on the PCTV side, equipment is being tested and connected and making sure that all of the elements are ready to go. We're working with the parade committee to make sure that anything that they have coming down the pike for us, is something that we can handle. And then just checking off those boxes. Right about now, so the week before, often is our most intense week for parade production. This year's a little bit weird because we, during June, the other thing that's running in the background during all of this is our graduation coverage. And that starts late May, early June with commencement at BCC and then ends with the 8th grade crossing over ceremonies for Herberg and Reed. And this year, because there were so many snow days, those crossing over ceremonies are on the Tuesday, so yesterday. And so that has meant that last week we had to do a lot of the packing the equipment and testing everything and making sure all the pieces work. But instead of just putting it away and having it be ready for the parade, we had to then take it all apart so that we can do graduations and then put it back together again today. Goodness. So when we're done here, there's going to be a lot of that.
Oh, man.
But the other piece that's happening during this stage is I'm having a meeting with our hosts. So the parade committee provides us with a pair of lists. One of them is, so the parade committee has this fantastic process that they do where they have, when you see the parade coming down the street, it isn't just, okay, we're going to line everybody up.
Right.
The various units are located on different streets along South Street. And at specific times in the parade committee script, units are released.
Exactly. Something like the way they do in Albany, New York, where we're originally from.
Yeah.
I know the concept from being at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah. So there are other parades that do, you know, they line them up by number. And this is a little bit more of a sort of a choreographed zipper.
Yeah.
But once all of the, there's a combined list that explains where everybody's going to be. So we get that list and several things go into motion with that list. We work with our underwriters who allow PCTV to do the things that we do throughout the year and help us keep the lights on. And figure out where our underwriting breaks are going to be so that it doesn't disrupt the experience of people watching at home. We also load up our graphic system. That actually is the thing that I am doing on parade day is sitting down with the graphics computer and showing you what you're seeing as you're going by. And that is helpful because I'm so deep in the content. I know what's coming and I know if something is wrong, so I can be adapting on the fly and making it look good for folks.
I can actually say the very first time that I've ever seen a parade from here, I was just flabbergasted with everything. I thought it was the most great thing I've ever seen because ours was just, you know, you have a picnic, you go outside at the end of the night, and boom, there's fireworks. That was it. That's all I've ever known.
Yeah.
But this one, I seen it, my family was like, no, they don't. Oh, yeah, they do.
So as the producer, other than just having the name and the credit, what does the producer have to do to put this whole thing together to get it to step off on at 10 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
So my job is, it is, if I've done it right, I get to be invisible because I am spending that time from April to when we get started laying down all of the elements so that volunteers and staff can do their jobs. And if I have planned everything correctly, I'm able to step back and the machine runs. So all of those elements of making sure that the equipment is working correctly and working with our operations team to make sure it all functions, working with the parade committee and the city of Pittsfield to make sure that we have all the physical resources we need, from the place that we set up to snow fencing to water for the crew, food for the crew, because production stuff happens during meal times. So volunteers who are involved for setup day on the 3rd get to have lunch with us, and then crew who's with us on parade morning gets breakfast, because people need fuel to do what they do. There are a lot of sort of that checklist. I'm making sure that all of the pieces of the machine are going to work correctly. And then I get to step back and watch it go. And step in and fix something if it's not working.
Yeah.
It's very much a sort of a helper position, if you will. Because my job isn't to run any of the pieces. It's to make sure everyone else has everything they need to run their piece.
Exactly. I'm not sure about being invisible. Last year, you were like all over the place. You go do this. For those who don't know, any, if you're new to PCTV or WTBR, we have Matthew Tucker.
Yes.
Among his other positions here is the producer of the July 4th parade. So, not to put a damper on this, but with the way the weather's been going the past week, how do I put this tactfully? What would happen if the parade got postponed during due to weather?
Never has. I think at this point, the only thing that would, you know what, I'm not even going to suggest a thing that would happen, because if it goes and it does happen, then there will be evidence and the parade committee will have my head. I cannot think of an instance or a weather condition where we have not done the parade. I have been at a parade where our production crew was outside literally pouring water out of their shoes as things were coming down the street.
That's crazy.
We've been out there in the ridiculously hot and sticky, and everybody gets lots of water and sits in the shade as much as they can and takes breaks in our production truck, which is air conditioned. So it makes things difficult, particularly if it is a water-based weather issue, because electronics and water are not friends.
No.
But we have sort of contingencies where we scale back the amount of equipment we use. We have weatherproofing equipment. We literally have rain jackets for our cameras that allow us to be able to operate in inclement weather. So it makes things interesting. But our goal has always been to make sure that no one at home knows that we're having a difficult time.
Exactly.
Whether the weather has behaved or not.
As it always says, the show must go on.
Oh, and it does.
Last year, during your pre-parade thing at Third Thursday, like a hurricane blew through there. So,
yeah.
Speaking of that, I know we only have you for a few more minutes, but you were doing a training session. We've got a few new people that are going to be working the parade. Mm-hmm. Is still time for people who are listening to the show or watching the show or saw you on Know Your Berkshires, whatever, to get a hold of you and say, I want to be part of this? You want to give all that out?
So time is absurdly short if you're interested in being involved, but there, one of the positions that we're sort of extending, particularly for newer folks, is the position of what we call a production assistant. So that is someone who... It does not seem like a glamorous position necessarily, because if everything is going right, that person gets a really cool view of the parade and and sort of has a quiet experience. The importance of a production assistant, though, is if something goes wrong, you've got someone who can run a cable, go run to a staff person, carry a piece of equipment, pick things up and put them down, which is vitally important when we're in the middle of a technical hiccup. But if that's something you're interested in, if you want to learn more about how to be involved in the parade or the other productions that we do, because even after the parade, we're always looking to teach people how to do things. You can reach me via email. So way to remember this, I'm the engagement and experience coordinator. So engagement@pittsfieldtv.org will get to me. Training@pittsfieldtv.org will also get to me if that one's easier to remember. You can reach me via phone. PCTV's phone number is 445-4234. And my direct extension, if you don't want to go through the phone tree, is 0121. And I'd be happy to give you a job or give you a quick tour of what we do and show you the biggest production experience that we have. It's unique. We do a lot of big things, but there's nothing for PCTV that's quite like the parade, both because it's such a fantastic production for the community to be able to experience and partially because of our history tied to it and the fact that it was our first production. It's always been a big deal for us.
Now, I know it's probably a little late because you got one last training session tomorrow night. Can people still get in on that, and what is that?
So quick background. PCTV does a training series where we pick part of our production facilities and teach people who are interested how to do things. We have just sort of finished more or less the mainline training for our mobile vehicle, which is what we use to produce the parade. Tomorrow night's training is designed specifically for sort of our advanced members, but I don't discourage anyone to peek in and take a look and see what it is because it's a very cool thing to do. The parade is one of the productions that we get to bring out our jib or camera crane. So it is a tripod mounted giant metal arm that you attach a camera to one end and you can swing the camera around, and it got the shots that people most often associate with a jib before jib technology was really commonly accessible. Whenever you see a flying shot, it's almost always, particularly on older movies or television, it's from a camera jib. And so we're looking for people who would be interested in learning how to use that piece of equipment. Peter is coming to that one because he's been wanting to learn how to use that piece of equipment for a very long,
very long time.
Yeah.
I would say that for folks who are not necessarily comfortable with some of our more advanced tech, it will be a gee whiz class because it's a cool thing to experience. You may not necessarily take what you learn to apply it to a production like Peter will. And we've got a couple other diehard PCTV volunteers who will be joining that to learn because they haven't learned either. The neat thing about what we do here is that even if you've been around for a long time, like a longtime PCTV volunteer, Jeff Turner, has never been trained on the jib. He'll be joining us tomorrow. A member of our board of directors, Carol Zellick-Gerwitz, will be joining us. So there'll be folks who have been involved in doing things with PCTV for a long time are still learning the stuff. So it's a fantastic opportunity to see a piece of equipment that we don't get out that often and learn how to use it. That's the big piece. When you're done, you can swing that puppy around.
Well, we've gone to so many wrestling events.
Quickly.
We've always seen one in action.
Yeah.
So we know exactly what they can do and what goes on.
Yeah, we got to let Matt go here in a minute. But you got the pre-parade program at 9:30.
Yes. So the schedule for the parade, if you are watching here in Pittsfield or one of the communities that carries PCTV, including Richmond and Dalton, you can watch production starting at 9:30. We have a pre-parade show, which features an interview with our Grand Marshal, some greetings from local dignitaries, and this year we have a special sneak preview from Berkshire Theater Group. Those mush in my head, and it's terrible. Berkshire Theater Group has provided us a sneak preview of their show Million Dollar Quartet. So that will be part of the pre-parade show, too. And then parade goes live at 10. If you can't watch it on cable, you can see it on PCTV Select, which you can get either on PCTV's website, pittsfieldtv.org, or through an app on your iPhone, Android smart device, or your smart TV, including Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV devices. If you happen to be in Berkshire County or in select areas in Western Massachusetts, you can also catch it on cable there. So check with your local community access channel, and they may be carrying us too, because we are all over Berkshire County, as well as Northampton is going to be playing the parade, South Hadley is going to be playing the parade, Greenfield is going to be playing the parade, and a couple others that are in discussion. So we're in a lot of places. If you want to see the parade, missing it is really hard. Oh, and if you want to listen to the parade and you can't watch it on a TV, it'll be on WTBR too.
Matt, thanks. I'm going to let you go because you're in parade mode and your phones are ringing in the back. So
no kidding.
So Matt Tucker, thanks for being
here.
I have
a couple of
out
of staters I know that's going to be watching the parade. Yeah. One from California, one from New York.
Good deal.
And thanks for
we've got family coming who is going to be in the house watching it while they're sweating in the sun.
That's awesome.
We'll be cheering you on and watching and getting a go.
Matt, thanks for taking time to step into the studio here and tell us about the parade coming up in less than a week. Matt Tucker.
My pleasure. Thank you so
much.
Who
does many things here, who's producing the 2023 July 4th parade here in Pittsfield.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. And watch the parade, people. It's going to be a blast.
Exactly.
Thanks, Matt.
When miss a bit of a hold.
Yeah.
Take it from me. It really is a time for you to remember.
Me and Jesse will be there. So as far as the jib he's talking about, the boom cams, if you ever watch AEW or WWE, you see those wild flying shots of the audience.
Yes.
Zooming down from up there. They all come from that. And Matt is right. I've been dying to do that for so long.
And I was a spotter last year for the
parade. So was I for a while. Yeah,
trust me, you got to be very careful when you go ahead and you have to turn it around, because you have to have somebody in the back tell the people in the back don't cluster it, because you're swinging the darn thing and it weighs a lot of pounds.
Well,
and then you have to be careful about swinging it the other way, so that way you don't hit the float. So.
As a matter of fact, for someone who had gone ahead and seen everything heads on, yeah, it's quite interesting to watch the crew go ahead and finagle that big giant monster around, because I got to watch the whole thing last year. And like I said, it is an extraordinary thing to watch.
Yeah, all the stuff I've done, because I spent 11 years doing the cerebral palsy telethon when it was in the Empire State Plaza.
Yeah.
We never had a boom cam.
the
jib, but I call it a boom cam. So it's the only thing I've never learned to do in TV production.
Oh, you poor thing.
So now
you're going to learn something new.
We're doing that tomorrow night, and hopefully
You'll get it.
Hopefully I'll get to use that during the parade.
You
got
to remember, you're going to have something new to add to your RetroPar.
I've already got something new to add to it. They let me direct the live pre-parade thing at Third Thursday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you thought it was November for a few earlier in the podcast.
Yeah, seriously, you turn around and ask me if you doing a Thanksgiving parade.
I love you.
You're not awake yet. Drink coffee.
We're here at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in July. But yeah, I got to actually produce.
That's what happens, folks, when you're doing morning shows. Not enough coffee.
I actually got to direct my first live show.
You did amazing. It was really
Sean
awesome.
Sean takes me aside in the truck and goes, "That's the most intense thing you're ever going to do."
Three under the bus.
I have to give props to Sean Sayre. He was right there helping me out.
I watched it, and
he was all nice and calm, and everything was cool. He made sure I did things right. So big props to Sean Sayre, who was in the...
The only thing, though, from now on, we must let the host city know that when you're doing the show, there is no train to go by. No.
it's live broadcast.
But
what can you do?
It's
like when we do the Beatles show at home, and if you listen very carefully sometimes when our mics are hot on the air, you'll actually hear the bird go off. And I'm sure when we recorded this show at home, the bird has gone off in the background.
Yeah, he loves to chirp and get involved, especially when he likes one of the songs. He'll go ahead, he'll start chirping really, really loud.
Little programming note, real quick. Next Monday, because of the setup for the parade, this show will be an encore performance.
Because nobody
will be here. Everybody will be set up for the parade.
Yes.
So Beatles Forever will go off at 4 p.m. in its regularly scheduled time. So after the parade, you can enjoy 2 hours of Beatles music.
Yes, definitely.
Yay.
And I can go ahead and enjoy the entire house full of my grandchildren.
Okay, we're gonna
and
have
my
house
children,
full.
My best buddy in the whole world, who I call my sister, Allie. She'll be there as well.
Three grills going, big cookout.
We'll all be getting set up.
And you are sweating over at the parade.
Yeah.
We're all on Facebook.
Me and Carol will be at the parade too.
We're all on the Facebook thing going, okay, what exactly are we all bringing? And making sure that we all don't bring the same thing, or you're going to have a picnic full of odds and ends and no food.
Well, I know Javi said she was doing deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Yes, deviled eggs. They're going to be deviled eggs, pulled pork.
I guess you're doing your salads.
Yes.
Josh is doing pulled pork. Or
we have salmon. Yeah. We have salmon and chicken.
We'll have hot dogs and hamburgers and the whole thing.
Yeah. And probably also we have a lot of hamburger.
Yeah.
And I was told if I could participate the hamburger.
We've got about 30 seconds. So once again, thank Matt Tucker.
Yes.
Mike Tucker? Matt Tucker.
Thank you,
for being in the studio with us.
Who's
producing the 2023 July 4th parade. Remember, you can catch the parade, PCTV, Channel 1301, WTBR-FM, Roku, Apple TV, Facebook, and on the PCTV website. The pre-parade show is at 9:30, and the parade steps off at 10 o'clock.
Or you can listen to it.
Or you can listen to WTBR-FM. We are out of here, and we will see you after the parade.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.